a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes. Let's take a look at our top story on the 7 o'clock report. A skier has died after he crashed into a snowbank at Brighton. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The man's family describes him as a healthy and athletic 61-year-old. Police say he crashed into the snowbank after a snowmaking machine obscured his goggles. The family says this happened on a groomed ski run, not in the trees or an out-of-bounds area. The man suffered severe head and facial trauma. First responders worked for more than half an hour to stabilize his condition before he was airlifted off the mountain, but he died after reaching the hospital. His name has not been released. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Utah's former governor is going to work with the Department of Education. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live with the details. Jacob?
Tim, Governor Gary Herbert is headed to Washington, D.C. to help evaluate the nation's schools under the National Report Card. Utah Valley University said in a statement that Herbert was appointed to a four-year term at the National Assessment Governing Board on November 18th by Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. The board was established in 1988 and is comprised of 26 members. Tammy Pfeiffer, the Governor Herbert's former education advisor, was recruited to help him out in the role. Live in the newsroom, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
The prices of flights right now might feel astronomically high, especially if you're booking for Christmas. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports they are high, but only compared to last year.
Last year, average flight prices were at an all-time low. The world shut down in 2020 because of the pandemic. Everyone stopped traveling. But travel experts say now they're almost back to where they were pre-pandemic, and it's causing sticker shock. The average price of a ticket from Salt Lake costs almost $50 more now than at the end of last year. And airlines, they say, now have pricing power again, and they're using it.
Experts say they are expecting prices to dip in January and February. KSL's top national stories this hour. The number of people who traveled this Thanksgiving holiday more than doubled this year over last. TSA said it screened more than 2.3 million passengers Wednesday alone. That's the highest number since the pandemic started. TSA expects to screen about 20 million air passengers during the Thanksgiving travel period this year. And as you're thinking about what's for breakfast or maybe even lunch, make sure you eat those yummy Thanksgiving leftovers safely.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reminding Americans about food safety as they head into a carbo-loaded weekend of Thanksgiving leftovers. The USDA says leftovers should be stored within 2 hours of cooking and that you should split things up into small containers so everything will have a chance to cool and prevent bacteria growth. Now that you've safely stored your food, how long does it last? The USDA says leftovers in the fridge can last 3 to 4 days. That means you have until Monday. Otherwise, put them in the freezer where they'll last about 2 to 6 months. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Millions of Americans gathered around tables for their turkey dinners yesterday, but some turned out to Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts to draw attention to indigenous suffering throughout history, including at that first Thanksgiving. Marcher Rebecca Lodgepole says that this will be the first step to heal a community she says has been neglected for hundreds of years in this country.
We're not saying give it back and get off. We're saying give it back so we can heal it, so that we can all come to some type of reconciliation.
Organizers say this crowd was one of the biggest turnouts for the event at Plymouth Rock in more than 50 years. And if you're looking to take a break from food and want to make the most of it, a new study says you should work out to start the process. KSL News Radio's Adam Small reports that exercising to start a fast can help you reach ketosis faster.
Ketosis is what happens when your body runs out of glucose, its normal source of energy. Once your body runs out of glucose, it then relies on stored body fat for energy. This is what makes diets like intermittent fasting so popular nowadays. The study says exercising to start a fast could help you reach ketosis up to 3.5 hours faster.
On top of burning off some fat, ketones, which are produced through ketosis, can help fend off diseases like cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.